Common Aleph, of course, is Eshtukad Bekir being. Eshtukad Bekir being contrasts, as we've had in other places at the keynotes, the incredible soaring highs and the incredible lows. Vitzesim and Mitzrayim, Vitzesim Yushalayim, Eshtukad Bekir Bi, Bahalosi Alibi, heart burned with elation when we left Mitzrayim, Kinim Aira, Lamanaskira. But now what are we doing? Our heart's not soaring, we're just mumbling and ripping our clothing. And I saw a Maharal just this week, actually not this week, this year, I apologize, that I found to be personally meaningful and I wanted to share it with you. You know, this keynote described was just this huge, huge wave, highs and lows. The reality is we all experience it in our own life. And sometimes when a person is at a really low point, I've spoken many times the last summer after they found those three kids, just the difficulty of just coming back to shul that night to say tehillim for what was going on in Gaza. It's like you get hit with these lows, personally and nationally. Let me tell you an amazing Gemara. This is Gemara Chagiga, that one of the Amorayim, when they were reading the Psukim of Yirmiyahu, of Eicha, used the language of from the highest ceiling, the highest roof, to the deepest pit. The Gemara in Ksuvos tells us that when Rav Elazar ben Azariah was leaving Yerushalayim, he saw on the way a girl, and this girl was the daughter of Nachimon. Who's Nachimon? Nachimon was like the Rockefeller. He was like the Rothschild, the supporter of all Yushalayim. And they were leaving after Churban Bayit Sheni. He saw the daughter of Nachimon ben Gurion picking up barley in between, like animals out on the road. Pigs, and she's sitting there trying to find barley. She comes over to him, they start to talk, and he started remembering at the wedding of what the ksuva was worth, and how much money, and how wealthy the family was. And now here is this dirty girl, mud in her hair, the Gemara says, collecting barley among the animals. So Elazar ben Azariah says, Ashrechem Yisrael, how lucky are you, Israel, that when you're doing Ratzo, and when you're doing the will of God, no nation can come in front of you. And when you're not doing the Ratzo of God, you're not doing the will of God, you're stuck in between dirty animals on the road. And the Maharal says, what do you mean, Ashrechem Yisrael? How fortunate are you, Israel? When you're doing Ratzo Hashem, you're unbeatable. When you're not, you're like, in a pig pen. So the Maharal said the pshat is that the nature of Israel is such that we're never in a state of being a Beinoni. Maybe now, this might be this generation. We're never just sort of halfway. Either we're soaring or we're just like in the mud. And when something is so dramatic, it can only be as a reflection of Hashkachas Hashem, of God's involvement. If something was parv, neutral, just in a mediocre state of existence, okay. But when everything is a high or a low, and we go from highs to lows, that is sort of the nature of the people, and that's sort of the nature of God's Hashkacha on the people, for whatever reason that may be the case. And just made me feel that when we go through those highs and lows, and the dramatic, depending on your makeup and how emotional you are, those dramatic highs and lows, there's like a guiding hand through all of that. There's like a hand that leads us through all of those moments. And that's very much the theme that reflects itself and is so prominent in this Kina, the guiding hand that leads us from the highest ceiling, the highest roof, to the deepest pit. Of course, the song is usually sung. Eish tu kod bikir mi behalosi.